Hello, welcome to 5 minutes of Pastor Jesus Christ. Is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. Well, I'm still sharing concerning. Never forget this. Never forget this. This is so important. This is so important. A lot of Christians have forgotten about this particular fact, and hence live their lives anyhow, you know, and not do anything in the kingdom of God, and are just there, you know, just existing. Most Christians are concerned only about themselves and about what they will get. They don't think about others. God wants us to think about others. It's very important. You know, think about sharing the knowledge, the wisdom that God has granted to us with others, you see. And the more you do so, the more God reveals himself to you. The more prosperous you become, actually. The more you focus on giving to others, the more God gives to you. The more you receive from God. Hallelujah. If you read in Romans chapter 14, verse 10, it says, "But why dost thou judge thy brother? Or why dost thou set at naught thy brother?" Then it says, "For we shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ." This is an obvious fact. It's the truth, you see. We shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. What are we standing there for? We are standing there to be given all the things that we have done in his body, in the body of Christ. All the things that we did in the body of Christ. Did you assist someone to grow in the Lord? Or you aided someone to be destroyed in the Lord, rather? Sometimes Christians destroy others with their words, you know, and with their actions. Hallelujah. It's amazing. It's something that happens a lot in the body of Christ. When you hear that someone has had a problem, let me read on. You get to know what I'm talking about. Romans chapter 14, verse 11 now. It says, "For it is written, as I live, saith the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God. So then every one of us shall give account of himself to God." Then it says, "Let us not therefore judge one another anymore, but judge this rather, that no man put a stumbling block or an occasion to fall in his brother's way." In other words, don't do anything that will prevent your brother from believing in Christ, you see, and from causing the love of God in him to show forth. Create an environment around you that will cause people to get to know the Lord and get to know the goodness of God. That is the kind of environment you have to create around yourself. You see, it says, don't judge. Don't judge your brother. Let us therefore not judge one another anymore, but judge this rather, that no man put a stumbling block occasion to fall in his brother's way. This is what God wants us to do. You see, if you read in Galatians chapter 6 from verse 1, it says, "Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault," okay, if your brother has had a problem, you know, when you hear that someone went to fornicate, that is when Christians will start, you know, it's like, "Hey, we thought you were so spiritual. Look at what has happened to him." That is what the Bible says, love covers a multitude of sins. You see, how does your judging him and your complaining help the brother? It doesn't help him in any way. What to do is what, this is what the Bible says to do. It says, "Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual," it says, "if you are spiritual, restore your brother in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also should be tempted." You must consider yourself. You see, restore him, help him, help him up. And by helping him up with the word of God, I mean giving him encouraging words and bringing him closer. And no matter what he has done, if you are stolen, help him. You see, no matter what he has done, help him, help your brother. We are Christians. We all belong to the same family. God is our Father, and we must learn to love each other. "Bear ye one another's burdens," verse 2. "And so fulfill the law of Christ." We must bear each other's burdens. "For if a man think himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceiveth himself. But let every man prove his own work." You see, consider your own work. "And then shall he have rejoicing in himself alone and not in another." Then verse 5 says, "For every man shall bear his own burden." Every man shall bear his own burden. Consider yourself. You are going to give account for yourself. You see, when a brother goes through a problem, a challenge, it's actually a great test for you who is not going through that problem. Whether you complain or insult the person, or you criticize a person. Sometimes you hear things about men of God. "Oh, this man of God has gone to do this." Then you hear Christians, "Oh, and we thought he was like this. We thought he..." You know, people say all kinds of things. It is Christians who destroy their fellow Christians more than any other group. It's amazing. Put a group of Muslims into the same room and you come back and see them together. The probability of you seeing some so-called Christians together like that in a room is very difficult. You come and you hear all kinds of things. That's not what the Bible says. We must love each other. You see, we must help each other. Because you give an account for your brother. You give an account for how you helped your brother grow in the Lord. You see, the environment you created. Since all of us will stand before the judgment seat of Christ. Therefore, don't judge anybody. Judge this rather. Make sure you don't put a stumbling block before your brother. And prevent him from believing God in a certain way. Prevent him from having Christ formed in him in a certain way. You see, it's very important. Never forget this particular fact. That one day I'll stand before my God. And one day I shall give account concerning what I did with my brother, the environment I created for someone to live in and exist in, whether my life destroyed someone's life or my life built someone's life. We are life builders, not life destroyers. You see, that is what we are. That is who you are. Hallelujah. It's so important. This is so important. You know, win a soul to Christ. Help someone grow in the Lord. Develop somebody. So important. This is what God has called us for. Hallelujah. There's a reward for you. He says he shall give you according to the fruit of your doings. Hallelujah. I love you very much. I'll see you again until then. Never forget this. God bless you. Bye-bye.